Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
The story you're going to be talking about this morning is the front of the Irish Times today. The piece by the social affairs correspondent Kitty Holland. Employers not allowed to top up COVID-19 payment. Companies, businesses, employers forced to temporarily lay off workers because of coronavirus will not be allowed to pay them anything over and above the new COVID-19 unemployment payment. This is the €203 per week offered by the state. And when this new payment scheme was announced over the weekend on Sunday, the Department of Social Protection said it was asking employers, if at all possible, to continue to pay workers during this period, and at least at the job seeker rate of €203 per week. And they said that they would subsequently then be entitled to have the money refunded. But the department confirmed yesterday that employers who temporarily lay off staff and then pay them over this €203 amount would not qualify for the refund. The department spokeswoman, quoted on the front of the Irish Times this morning, is saying that if an employer tops up the €203 per week at all, they will not qualify for any reimbursement under the scheme. And what's interesting about this is that there's a number of groups, childcare providers, for instance, publicans like the Licensed Vintners Association and the Vintners Federation of Ireland. They had urged members over the past number of days to look after staff where they could by topping up to pay more than the basic job seekers rate. And that's according to the chief executive of the LVA, Donal O'Keefe. And he said that his members have now been told that if they do top up the basic rate, they will not be reimbursed at all for doing so. And he's quoted this morning in the front of the Irish Times. He says, "We're highly concerned about the impact that this is going to have on the employers who want to look after their staff and to pay them a decent amount." And he said that they've been treated inequitably. And he also said it puts them in a difficult position because he says it looks as if they've been giving out incorrect information. And also in the front of the Irish Times, a spokeswoman for revenue said it had worked closely with the department and payroll software providers. The scheme reimburses employers who pay the COVID, the pandemic unemployment payment of €203 per week directly to the workers who have been temporarily laid off. I have to admit, that wasn't my understanding of the payment. That's the story on the front of the Irish Times this morning. I think further clarity is going to be needed on that today, but I've no doubt you'll be hearing much more about that story this morning. If you are just joining us here on Breakfast Briefing, it's 10 past six. In terms of where we are now at today, we have 557 cases right across the country. We have 191 new cases from yesterday alone. We've 3 deaths in this country, and in Northern Ireland, for instance, they've 1 fatality and they've 77 cases. Just a couple of other points as well. Yesterday, I thought was a day of fairly kind of stark warnings, both from the north and south of the border, because with the government minister in Dublin saying almost 1/5 of the working population could lose their jobs as a result of the coronavirus that has spread across the globe and killed almost 10,000 people. The virus could kill tens of thousands of people if the public don't follow the advice to keep apart from other people. The government is also warning here, as it passed fairly draconian legislation yesterday that could actually restrict the public's movements. The Taoiseach then told Fine Gael TDs, according to the Irish Times this morning, the school closures could be extended to April or May. And then also you have the government announcing that it would introduce the rent freeze and a temporary ban on evictions for the duration of the coronavirus crisis, measures that will need further emergency legislation. And Leo Varadkar and the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also held a crisis telephone call yesterday, and despite fairly kind of significant differences in the approach that have been taken in the Republic and also in the UK, the two have agreed to align their actions in so far as possible. We want to hear from you this morning. What's your view in terms of the approach that's been taken? We will be talking to Anthony Staines, Professor of Health Systems in the School of Nursing at DCU, about when the measures that were introduced last week might kick in and when we might see the effect of those measures, but that's still to come here on the programme in around 10 minutes' time. For so many people that are listening to us this morning, I'm sure you're doing so from the confines of your own home, but we may have a little bit of good news for you this morning, because wait until you hear this. In the Irish Independent, page 8 of the paper today, if you're working from home, thousands of people who have been asked to work from their own homes because of this whole COVID-19 crisis, you can claim a special tax relief. you're eligible for the revenue's e-worker relief, and that's according to experts at taxback.com. So people who are working from home are entitled to be paid €3.20 per day by their employer, and it's to uncover things like heating, electricity and broadband. And this payment, it's tax-free, which means the employer won't be deducting PAYE or PRSI or the Universal Social Charge from that amount. But the chief executive of taxback.com, Joanna Murphy, said that even if your employer isn't paying the €3.20 a day, these expenses are eligible for tax relief. So it means that the home worker can claim tax back on them. And she went on to explain in the Irish Independent that any claims made will need to be supported, though, with evidence in the form of things like your receipts or maybe a letter from your employer stating that you did in fact work from home and that they do not reimburse you for these expenses. She said the allowance for the rebate claimed must be reasonable, allowing for the fact that the utilities are both for personal and work and also benefit everybody else in the home as well, not just you. And it means the refund received will be based on only an overall portion of the overall expenses. There's more on that story and that interview with Joanna Murphy, who's the chief executive of taxback.com, on page 8 of the Irish Independent this morning. In terms of collecting the old age pension, because a lot of concern for the elderly people out there as well with regards to this crisis. Page 5 of the Irish Independent this morning, there's now calls for older people that they should be able to get weeks of their pension payments made in one lump sum so they can avoid visiting post offices in the midst of the crisis. And this is the proposal raised by Fianna Fáil TD Willie O'Dea as a debate in emergency legislation to fight the virus took place in Leinster House yesterday. And that's a story you'll be hearing more about inside the Irish Independent this morning. In terms of some of the other Corona news bits that are inside the papers this morning as well, Eilish O'Regan has a good Q&A, good questions and answers piece this morning for any expectant mothers, any pregnant mothers tuning into us today about the coronavirus, any questions, concerns people may have. That's on page 2 and 3 of the Irish Independent this morning. Also inside the paper, a call to turn off the tap while you're washing to save supply. Aoife Walsh writing this morning that Irish Water has asked the public to turn off taps while washing hands, as the provider works to try and keep up with a surging demand for water supply. The National Water Utility said that it's trying to ensure that supply isn't disrupted, as demand has now, of course, hit new highs with so many people working from home. And Irish Water said the public can conserve water supply by turning off the taps when you're lathering the soap on your hand, and advised against disposing of antiseptic wipes by flushing them down the toilet. Please don't do it. There's more on that story, page 10 of the Irish Independent today. And just finally for the moment, because there's no end the amount of coronavirus related news inside all of the papers today, we're going to take one further piece, and it's in the page 3 of the Irish Examiner this morning. Yogis. This is yoga instructors right across the country. They've captured the imagination of thousands of people that are now confined to their homes by engaging them in free daily classes online, creating a new army of yoga lovers in just a simple few days. This is Wexford native Maura Rath of Yoga with Maura has, according to the Irish Examiner, seen a surge in the number of people who've been offered and looking for classes in the mornings and in the evening. And there's more on that story on page 3 of the Irish Examiner this morning. To some of the other stories, though, that you'll be talking about today, a piece inside the Irish Independent, AIB. Well, the bank is ploughing ahead with plans to impose maintenance charges on all customers. Now, the bank has already delayed introducing the contactless fee of 1 cent, but it said that it has no plans to defer plans to bring in maintenance charges or to get rid of the fees exemption for those who keep a balance of 2.5 grand from the end of May. It had been thought, though, that the disruption caused by the whole crisis would prompt the bank to rethink this, but a spokesperson, according to the Irish Independent, for the largely taxpayer-owned bank said, "We have written to our customers to let them know of changes to the charges for their current accounts and have advised them how they can keep fees to a minimum." AIB said the European interest rate environment has made it difficult for the bank to provide maintenance and transaction fee-free banking. Also inside the Irish Independent this morning, broadcasters' €822,000 executive car bill as it's seeking 1.1 million in a staff wage freeze. This is Anne-Marie Walsh in the Irish Independent writing that RTE executives are getting €822,000, €218 a year in car allowances. It's emerged even as the station tries to drastically reduce its costs. The total allowance been shared among 70 managers is worth almost as much as the €1.1 million it plans to save by imposing a pay freeze on staff. And details of the allowance described as a car or travel appear in a confidential internal document drawn up during talks on the broadcaster's plans to save €60 million over 3 years. That's on page 16 of the Irish Independent. Just a couple of the other interesting stories online and inside the papers this morning. Netflix, it is going to temporarily reduce the quality of videos on its platform across Europe, and the idea is to try and help pressure on internet service providers because they're obviously dealing now with a further increased demand with more people working from home. The platform is dropping the video bit rate for 30 days and it follows calls from the EU. Also inside the Daily Mail this morning, there's been a boost in online sales of Irish authors' books. Fiction in particular, though, by Irish authors are all up in online sales. Bookstores saying they've received an increase of 120% in online orders over the past couple of days. Also today, March 20th, it's World Happiness, or International Happiness Day, I should say. This is a World Happiness report out today, found Finland is number one for the third consecutive year. We want to know some of the little things that might bring a little bit of happiness to you in the current climate. And don't forget, this coming Sunday, it is Mother's Day. We want to hear from people this morning. How are you going to celebrate Mother's Day? Make your mum feel that little bit special and appreciated in an era of social isolation. You can let us know your suggestions and ideas this morning. Those are the stories making the headlines this Friday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.